The Tanya for the 19th of Elul is in Igeres HaKedesh at the beginning of Siman Tev Zayin, in the beginning of letter number 16. In the English Tanya, it's on page 478. Most of the letters in Igeres HaKedesh are about tzedakah, and particularly the tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, to those who sit and study in the koils in Eretz Yisrael. This letter is addressed la'anshe kuf, etc., to the people of a certain city or shtetl that begins with kuf, and it appears from the letter that they had gone through very difficult times financially and had cut back on their allotted amount of tzedakah that they would give annually for Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe writes them this letter. Ahuvai achai v'zeyai asher kenafshi. My beloved brothers and friends, whom I love as my own soul. Hine leinela mimeni tzeiko itim. It is not unknown to me, it hasn't been kept from me, the difficulties of these present times. Asher nizdaldula haparnosa, that the parnosa has dwindled. Ubifrat hayiduim li mimachneichem asher moto yodom, and particularly what is happening in your camp, in your shtetl, that the parnosa has fallen. Beli shum mishan u'mishana, without any support, without anything to fall back on. U'mamish lovin v'eichun, and you're literally borrowing in order to eat. Hashem yirachim aleihem, may God have pity on you, v'yarchiv lohem b'tzar b'korif. And God should take you out of the constrictions, out of the narrowness of the circumstances, into a broader and more abundant lifestyle. The imkolze, and in spite of all of this, loy teivim esim lanafsham, what they're doing is not good for their soul. Lefi hanishma ashekoftzu yodom apsucha meidom ad hayem hazeh, because according to what I've heard, they have closed their hand that was open from the time they established the community until today. Litein biyad maleya v'ayin yofa, their custom was that they would give with a full hand and with a generous eye. L'chol etztarchis ha'achrochiyim l'day mechseidei ha'avyeinim nikiyim, to provide for all the needs of the truly impoverished, meaning the Jews of Israel, asher einehem nesuei salenu, who look to us for help, ve'im onu lo mezachim aleihem chas v'shalom, and if we won't have pity on them, mi yezachim aleihem, who will have pity on them? Ve'chei achicha imach ksiv, and it says your brother should live with you, which means that you should give him tzedakah and help him to live. The Alter Rebbe is emphasizing ve'chei achicha imach, that when it comes to matter of life itself, when you're down to your last penny, you still have to think of your brother. And what the Gemara says, that your life takes precedent, your life comes first, this the sages said only, etc. The example that the Gemara gives is if there are two people out in the desert, one of them has a container of water, which is enough for only one person, to save only one person's life. So there the Gemara says that the person, the owner of the canteen, should save his own life. His life comes first. So what is the circumstances there is shehudava hashava lishneihem bishava lishteis laheshiv nafshem b'tzama. There, they are both equally needy. They are both dying of thirst, and the water would serve both of them the same purpose, to save their life from dying of thirst. Aval im ha'oni tzarech lechem l'fi hataf, but if a poor man comes along and he needs bread for his children, ve'etim uksus bekazo ha'igavno, or he needs wood for his fireplace, or warm clothing against the cold, or similar needs that are necessary for survival itself, then kol dvarim elu is kedmin, all these things take precedence, l'chol malbushe kovid v'zevach mishpacha, they come before one's own needs. If one's own needs are nicer clothing and family celebrations, basar v'dogim v'chol matamim shel ha'odom v'kol b'nei beisei, fish and meat and fish and all the delicacies that a person needs with his, along with his family. And here we can't say your life comes first, because it's not your life that's on the line. Since your need is not equally essential to life itself as that of the poor man. Kedisa bin Adorim Daftei, as the Gemara in the Adorim says, that water to drink takes precedent over water for washing and so on, because the closer it is to life itself, the more crucial it is to life itself, the more it takes precedent, even if it's somebody else's life and it's your water. So the Alter Rebbe is saying that since those in Israel are literally starving and they have no other opportunity, they have no other option. And here in our country, the Rebbe is saying, although times are difficult, but there are other options and we are not going to starve, therefore we should not cut back on the tzedakah that we give those who look to us and have no other means of survival. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 19th of Elul, the Rebbe writes that Rabbeinu HaZokin, Zayin Diknoch in Vitebsk, when the Alter Rebbe was still in Vitebsk, he once explained the pasuk atem nitzavim when had getaicht mechet veitzecha loshen etza. Your wood choppers, the Rebbe said, the word for wood is also the word for advice, for schemes. And he taicht medarf ishaken. We have to chop out the rabbis machshavis belev ish to get rid of the many thoughts in the heart of man. Shayiv meimecha, the water drawers, means eish shepn dimayim vas matzmichim kol minei tainut. It means to drain out those waters, the element of water in the animal soul that gives rise to all the desires for pleasure.